This is Tom Murray with the local news for Saturday, September 21st. See newsroom.wgxc.org for more information. Brian Hubert in the Daily Mail reports that Dan King of the Greene County Emergency Management Services told folks at the September 16th Greenville Town Board meeting about the Code Red Emergency Alert System. Anyone who opts into the service gets phone, email, social media outlets, or text message alerts, weather emergencies, and other disasters. Quote, it used to be everyone listened to the radio, unquote, King told the board. Quote, today it's much more fragmented, with some people seeking out information online, others using cell phones, and others using landline phones, unquote. Officials can tailor messages to individual towns, neighborhoods, or single houses. King said anyone with a traditional landline is already signed up for the program, and others need to sign up at the Greene County website at www.greengovernment.com. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E, government.com. Scroll to the bottom and click on the Code Red banner at the bottom of the page, or call the Greene County Emergency Management Services at 518-622-3643. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Kyle Adams in the Daily Mail reports that Greene County lawmakers are considering a new telecommunication tower on Windham Mountain in the town of Jewett for a microwave communication system for emergency communication between nearby counties. The tower would be part of a network of about 12 in the county, creating a reliable emergency communication system among all the Greene County towns. Quote, during Tropical Storm Irene, the phone lines were out. We couldn't communicate with anyone on the mountaintop from the valley where the Emergency Operations Center is, unquote, said Greene County legislator and chairman of the Public Safety Committee, William Lawrence, a Republican and a WGXC volunteer programmer from Cairo, where the Emergency Operations Center is located. Quote, so we had to actually send sheriff's patrols up with written messages to talk to these people in those village towns, unquote, he said. Quote, which was a real pain, so we decided we had to do something about our communication towers, unquote. A $890,000 New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services grant would fund the project on Windham Mountain Ski Resort. Windham Mountain has already granted the county permission to install the tower, and the town of Jewett agreed to transfer the parcel of land, which will hold the 135-foot tower and equipment shelter in a 50-by-50-foot fenced compound, to the county at no cost. The town also granted an exemption from local zoning and the communications tower local law that calls for new towers to be combined with existing towers whenever possible. The plan still needs Federal Aviation Administration approval, Federal Communications Commission licensing, and a New York State Department of State building permit. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Brian Rousey in the Ravenna News Herald reports that the Ravenna Coymans Selkirk schools are bidding out a solar project to lower power bills. Interim District Superintendent Dr. Alan McCartney said at a September 10th meeting, quote, we are in the preliminary stages of investigating using solar power. We would place solar panels on the buildings through a power purchase agreement. Essentially, we would buy some energy the old-fashioned way and buy some electricity that is provided by our solar array provider at a lower cost. The outlay cost to the district would essentially be zero, he continued, unquote. The district could be installing panels on all buildings and garages later this year, and McCartney hopes that RCS schools are making their own energy by later in the 2013-2014 school year. You can read that full story in the Ravenna News Herald. National Weather Service in Albany predicts overnight patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 71 on Saturday. Saturday night, showers and possibly a thunderstorm are forecast before 3 a.m., then there's a chance of showers. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall with a low around 54. Sunday, a chance of showers mainly before noon in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a high near 63 and a low around 41 Sunday night. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 60. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.